This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Resource Centre. My name is Audrey Raj. Now, with COVID-19, the race to reinvent workplaces wasn't just accelerated, but it became necessary for businesses to adapt to the new environment. Leaders have used this new reality check to rethink collaboration culture and workforce flexibility, and they're doing this with the help of new technologies such as the Internet of Things. Now, with the economy slowly reopening in certain parts, IoT is being used by businesses for health monitoring, remote interactions, and contactless access and security for physical workplaces. For instance, some are instituting return-to-workplace policies that require temperature scanning through wearable IoT devices. And on the other hand, these connected tools also enable flexible and remote working and ensure employees have access to information wherever they are. Now, to talk to us about the opportunities for business to tap into IoT's full potential in reinventing today's workplace, we have with us Hugh Wee Chung from MDEC.
Okay, my name is Hugh Wee Chung, or you can call me Hugh. And of course, I work in the Investment Development Division of MDEC. MDEC stands for Malaysia Digital Economy Corporation. A bit of a history of MDEC first before I go into the area that I'm focusing on, if I may. MDEC started off as a multimedia development corporation 24 years ago. It was launched with the mandate of developing the new industry, which is the ICT industry, and propelling Malaysia towards the knowledge economy. And of course, over time, the involvement of ICT has brought us to what we know today as digital economy. Mm. ICT was a vertical, or still is a vertical, but digital economy cut across everything that we do today. Seeing that MDEC has then since been renamed as Malaysia Digital Economy Corporation. So our key mandate is driving Malaysia economy, digital economy forward. And within the Investment Development Division, what we focus on is to bring direct investment, be it foreign or local, to set up operation, digital tech operation here, creating jobs that is either digital tech related or what we call digital services related. That is creating jobs where we leverage on technology, digital technology to provide services. Right. So these are the kind of high-end jobs, if you may, that we are trying to create for fellow Malaysians here in Malaysia.
Right. Thank you for that, Hugh. Welcome to the show. So I want to start with why we're talking about IoT in the first place. You know, why is IoT the hype right now, and as we rethink culture and workforce flexibility?
Sure. I think I'd like to start by looking at the current pandemic situation, because everybody is in it. That we are starting with a very familiar ground in that sense. So due to the recent pandemic and the rise of remote working due to the lockdown, companies are now forced to adapt to the new norm, where workers are not easily able to be present at specific locations, and the increased need to automate and digitalize the operation, be it in the office or in the factory or even in the retail space where you see the flourishing of e-commerce. Mm. So the advancement of technology has also improved the capability of IoT devices. We need to be mindful that IoT is an enabling technology. It doesn't provide the total solution as yet, but it is a key component of the technologies or the solutions that we are looking today. And of course, IoT also focus on, it enables the processing of captured data. And again, we know that data is the new oil, as what people call it. Everything is about data these days. So IoT plays a very important role in the digital economy's technology component. So these factors have increased whether it's the pandemic, the lockdown, as well as the capability of technology to enable the continuation of the business operation. These have created awareness and the hype of on the benefits of IoT, which really allows the company, as I mentioned, to automate, to enable remote workforce, and of course, this leads to reduced cost and wastage as well, as what we have seen in certain scenarios. Equally as important is it improves the service delivery and increase in automation.
Let's talk about those scenarios, Hugh. You know, maybe you can give us your observations of IoT adoption and implementation in the workplace here in Malaysia and maybe also, you know, in the region.
Sure. I think we in MDEC, being the lead government agency for digital economy, we see a lot of IoT adoption and how it's being implemented in the workplace. In fact, one of the pillar of MDEC is to drive digital adoption. It comes under the Digital Business Initiative, where we encourage digitalization of business, be it in manufacturing, in the agriculture, in the medical industry, or even in the drone tech. You see a lot of new adoptions of IoT in the solution that enables a lot of advancement in terms of service delivery. I think some of the examples that we can quote is in the manufacturing, everybody know about Top Glove. So Top Glove have actually refined the digital integration using IoT within its factory line and management system starting in 2016. So as a result, the company has actually reduced a fair large amount of foreign laborers over the last few years. And this has led to further cost saving in production as well as in labor. And even in the agricultural sector, a sector that is deemed as traditional in nature, the application of IoT, particularly in the agriculture technology for precision farming, and drone tech can also be seen in the oil palm plantation and paddy fields itself in terms of fertilizing the plants, monitoring of the fruit bunch, whether they are ripe for harvesting.
Right.
So there are a lot of applications that they can actually use drone tech for in the agri industry. And by using all this technology, whether it's drone or IoT technology that enables the drone tech, farmers can gain more insight and visibility into the business and monitor their farms remotely through IoT. And I'm sure all of us have witnessed, even during the COVID-19 MCO, the police was also using the drone to monitor the control, the movement control in Malaysia itself.
Right. So besides AgriTech and Top Glove, like you just mentioned, are there any like simple examples of IoT in the workplace, easier to implement? Maybe not the super high-tech ones, but just something that we can actually put in place in our offices right now?
Yeah, I think very simple will be things like attendance. While attendance may be seen as from a disciplinary perspective or from a compliance perspective, actually attendance can also be very beneficial to organization, especially in the current pandemic situation where you want to do contact tracing. So let's say, touch wood, if an organization has been deemed to be infected by COVID-19 or one of the employee has been diagnosed with COVID-19, you want to immediately know who are the rest of the colleagues who are in the office or who have come close to the
patient
COVID-19 patient itself. So if you have IoT devices that is part that's attached to us, you can very quickly find out who were close to the person itself. So this can be the simplest form of IoT application. In the personal life basis, if you look at devices like Fitbit, that a lot of us wear, there are some components or IoT devices in there as well.
Right. Hugh, let's talk about the opportunities and the challenges surrounding IoT in the workplace.
I think the main challenge is the understanding of the benefits in terms of implementing whether it's IoT or more broadly the digital technology. It's not about implementing the latest set of technology for the sake of implementing. Especially when it comes to business, it's very important to recognize that IoT or technology does not kill business. It changes the way we do business. right? I'm sure a lot of business owners have been worried about the disruption visual technology or IoT is bringing to the business. And some of them may not know how to respond to that. So because they said they don't know technology. So at the end of the day, again, as I've mentioned, it's not about technology. It's about business. It's about the objective or the pain point. What are they trying to achieve? What kind of pain points do they have? And then look at the technology or the digital technology enabled solution to help them overcome the pain point. So I think that, of course, starts with the leadership itself. Right? The business leader themselves must see where technology can actually address the pain point. So that has to be very clear since day one.
All right, we're going to take a quick break for some messages. But when we come back, we talk about workplace culture, leadership, and how all that ties in to IoT. All that's coming up on Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Banana from Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Resource Centre. My name is Audrey Raj. On the show with me today is Hugh Wee Chung, Vice President at MDEC. And we've been talking about IoT in the office. So Hugh, what's the desired impact or the ideal impact from implementing more IoT in the workplace? You know, convenience aside, solving pain points aside, what's the long-term impact and how do we want it to change the workplace?
I think the most important thing is data insight. When we implement IoT devices, one of the key functions of IoT device is data, is accumulating data and transmitting data into, let's say, the cloud. And when we bring all this data together in the single repository, we can do wonders. And do wonders in terms of understanding the, let's say, for example, the consumer behavior, the trends, and the pulse of the operation, including manufacturing. And all this data insight is not quite possible without technology like IoT. So once you have data, and of course all this can be transmitted or transformed into information, powerful information for business owners to make a better decision for the future.
Right. Like you mentioned earlier, data is the new oil, but then again, even oil in its raw form.
You're right. So there are various different technologies out there that will provide the total solution or enable different part or different chain of the data where you would have what we call as the data scrubbing, because as we have different sources of data, the format may be different and you need a technology that helps to standardize or convert the data into something that's readable, and then you need to store it in a what we call the data lake or data repository. And then you need to make sense of the data. So you need to provide analytics on that. And then also to present it in a way that makes sense to the users themselves.
So Hugh, you know what we're like here? I'm not sure if it's a Malaysian thing or if it's an Asian thing, but we're kind of averse to change. So it takes a pandemic. We're kind of averse to change. It takes a pandemic to loosen us up and force us to adopt change. How do we change the mindset of people or business owners, you know, to be more open to adopt this change?
Yeah, I think, as I mentioned earlier, change is about bringing the kind of result that we want. So if it's a business owner who are fearful of technology because they don't understand technology, they do not need to understand technologies to start off with. I'm not saying that you should not learn about technology. Everybody needs to learn about technology. But the first thing first is what are the pain points that it has in his business or what technology can do to his business. Right, it's not about embracing technology for the sake of embracing technology. So the outcome of technological adoption must be very clear in the mind of the leader. And do not embrace technology just because our neighbor, fellow neighbor, or fellow competitors are or have embraced technology. They may have embraced technology to solve their own pain points, which may not be a pain point to the business owner himself. So he has to be very clear what kind of pain point he has, or what does he want to do in terms of differentiating himself from the competitor. What kind of value proposition does he want to offer to his client, and based on that, adopt the kind of technology to enable that. So technology should not be at the forefront. Business outcome should be at the forefront, and technology is just to enable the achievement or the outcome of the business goals.
Right. So, Hugh, you've mentioned leadership a couple of times now. I understand that it's really key to get IoT implemented, up and running, and also to ensure that it kind of fits in the workplace culture. Is there a way for leaders to do this better in the workplace?
I think two things. First of all, of course, is leadership. It has to start from the top. It cannot be a leader telling all his subordinate, you must adopt all this technology, when he himself or herself are not doing it. So that's one. Second is, again, what's the outcome that he's trying to achieve by embracing all this technology? Once he made it very clear and the subordinates understand the objective of the adoption, then usually the acceptance or the adoption itself will be much easier, because then the employees fully understand how the adoption of technology will help them in their work and help them in achieving the business goals that they have been set or been mandated to do.
And just before we go, Hugh, so we understand that IoT will enhance communication, it will increase productivity, and it will help with talent development as well. Looking forward, why will these elements remain relevant and critical for employee and workplace growth with the help of IoT?
I think this pandemic has actually forced the government and business to really rethink the way they operate and conduct business. And of course, with a stronger emphasis on adopting digital technology for the business continuity and resilience and to drive growth. Using Malaysia as an example, we are home to around easily more than 1,000 companies, digital tech or digital services company. And it has actually proven its mettle in rising to the challenge of transitioning organization into remote working arrangement. Malaysia have actually done very well comparatively to a lot of countries, whether it's in the region or in other parts of the world, in adopting the work from home capability. So, and a lot of these are, of course, enabled by IoT. So it has actually enhanced the communication, and some companies who have actually implemented the work from home arrangement have found their staff to be more productive than working from the office due to the flexibility that has given to the staff in terms of working. And of course, with all this talent development in the area of digital tech, is increasingly becoming a very important for any organization for that matter. And Malaysia, other than the success of implementing the work from home, has been ahead in Southeast Asia as the early adopter of this arrangement itself. Mm. So that is also the reason why we have seen numerous successes for companies to have moved or transition from work from office to work from home. So all this has enabled companies to see that it is possible that technology has actually helped them in transitioning, in enabling the business to continue. In the e-commerce, we have seen how the e-commerce as well as contactless delivery has also helped the business to continue operating. Although during a lockdown situation where mobility is very restrained in that sense. And of course, internet penetration in Malaysia is now over 85%. Mm. And with the continued government focus on the fiber optic deployment, this will further propel Malaysia in terms of the communication, in terms of the technology adoption. And this will definitely be the trend of the future.
Right. Hugh, thank you so much for sharing those insights. And, you know, is there a place where our listeners can go to learn more about IoT in the workplace?
There are a lot of resources about IoT or about digital tech. There is no one single place. Of course, our own website, mdec.my, is a good site for the public to go to. All you need to do is just do a search on IoT. You'll get thousands of information out there, and you can be very selective in terms of the kind of learnings that you want to do. There are a lot of online courses as well, and some of these courses are provided for free. During the COVID pandemic lockdown, MDEC has actually worked with quite a few technology training providers out there, for example, Coursera, to provide free online courses. So public are very much welcome to do a search on this and to learn online on some of this technology that we have just mentioned.
All right. Thank you so much, Hugh.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
I've been speaking with Hugh Wee Chong, Vice President at the Malaysia Digital Economy Corporation, or MDEC. Now, if you missed out on any part of this show, you can find the podcast on our website, bfm.my, within the hour. You can also catch up on all our podcasts by downloading the BFM app, or you can also check us out on iTunes and on Spotify. Just search for Resource Center. My name is Audrey Raj. That's a wrap for this episode. See you again next week. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.